Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Hallelujah. Have your mercy.
Yes,
Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't want the devils.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Oh.
We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it.
Then when we need you now,
pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream, this is everything, everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more, somewhere I can feel faith, and in my holy war.
Why the depression, not blessings? Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Don't have much strength to fight, so I look to the light. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. No longer am I afraid of the night, cause I look to the light.
When they come for you, I will shield your name. I will field their questions, I will feel your pain. No one can judge, they don't know.
Foot on the devil's neck to the drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia.
Treat the demons just like Pam.
I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia, you can't see her.
You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille.
Summon of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never...
radio show. We're so excited and happy to have you here tonight with us and our broadcast live stream. Just to see how things go before we get started, and the gracious host comes on live. Tonight, we're in one of the best places that you could ever be, and that you should just go to and keep yourself around afar.
Thank you all for tuning in tonight to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show, where I am your gracious host. You know, I don't know why I keep saying radio now, because people can see us live as well. I'm going to have to change that to something else. But we are thankful and grateful that you're here tonight, and out of all the wonderful places that you could be, you have chosen to be here with us, and man, I couldn't be more happier. Looking for my water. Man, while I'm thinking about water, don't forget to take care of yourself now. There's so much going on in the world right now, including the major pandemic that we have to guard ourselves from. And you have this, you know, so like I always shout out, of course, drink your water, take you some vitamin C, get you some potassium, get you some zinc, you know, stay hydrated, eat you some kale, some spinach, stay away from that sugar, You know what I mean? That sugar, silent killing killer, that's taking us up off the earth. So watch out. You don't want that silent killer to just invade your space. You want to have dominion. You want to be able to have dominion over that silent killer. What else? You know, to help it take. You know, do some walking. Do some light exercises. Go hard if you need to. Do whatever you got to do to overcome whatever the situation is. Whatever the situation is that you are being afflicted with, you must overcome that, okay? You have the victory. And no, I'm not a pastor or a preacher, but I do want to affirm and let you know that you do have the victory. You know what I'm saying? Just because you might think it's too late, it does not necessarily mean that it is too late. And that's why we talk about what we talk about right now. As long as you're still in that closet, you can come out. Yes, as long as you are still in there, you can come out. See, tonight's topic has caught many people by surprise because they think I'm talking about some down-low situation. But no, we're not talking about down-low tonight. We ain't talking about down-low. A lot of down-low, they have began to come out of the closet, okay? It's you, people that need to start coming out of the closet and face your fears. Tonight's topic, come out of the closet. Face your fears, okay? Too much capping, too much lying and capping going on. Don't nobody want to be real no more. It's, you know, capping is the action of the day. But what has capping ever done, though? Come on, these are the questions that we have to ask. What has capping ever done for you in your life? You know, other than bring you heartache, pain, and stress. You feel what I'm saying? What has capping really done for you in your life other than just bring you heartache, pain, and stress? So you would think that to be able to cap, you would think that the opposite of capping would be, all right, you know what, I'm going to stop this capping, and I'm going to tell the truth. But the thing is, people are afraid of the truth, so they go with the lie. People are afraid of themselves, so they go with somebody else. People are afraid to follow themselves, so they follow somebody else. Yeah, let me drink this water real quick. Come out of the closet. And face your fears. The concept of coming out of the closet, when you think of closet, you generally think of a place where you store clothes, place where you may store shoes. Also, closet meaning that a place where you may, if you're a parent, a place where you may store your secret stash of snacks. But when you really dig in to the closet, question may be, why would a person put themselves in the closet? What are reasons why a person may put their body in a closet unless they were hiding from someone? Who could that person be that they are hiding from? Could it be you or could it be themselves? When we look in the scriptures, we see that Jonah was a man. Jonah was a prophet that was hiding from something. God gave Jonah a specific task to do, but Jonah, he had other plans. Now, some people, they may say that Jonah was running from God, but come on. Can you really run from God? Don't say it. Ask yourself that, can you really run from God? God seen the boy. God saw the boy trying to run. That's why he was preparing the well. He was, you know, he's like, oh, okay, I see him running over there. So that means, okay, he's going to connect with this well over here. So when he get ready to connect with this well, I'm going to go ahead and just make sure that Will have a good enough appetite so he can swallow him whole. This was a man that was hiding from himself. God gave him a, he gave him a task to do, but he did not want to do the task. He didn't even want to talk to no people. When I looked up, I actually looked up the city of Nineveh. The city of Nineveh was a place like Las Vegas. It was a place like New York, a place like California, a place that where there is lots of commerce and things like that that's going on, and lots of big-time people. Jonah was scared to go out there and talk to the people. He didn't want to talk to them. He was afraid of the backlash. So therefore, you know, he said, I'm not going. God made him go. He said, all right, I'm going to put you in the closet. I'm going to put you in there for about 3 days and three nights, and when you come out, you're going to be ready to do as I said do. See, sometimes we talk about being in the closet. Sometimes being in the closet is not a bad thing. You know why? Because when you get in the closet, when you realize that you have been in the closet, then you realize, okay, you kind of you're cognitive aware that there's something I'm hiding from. You're starting to understand there's something I'm hiding from, and I need to know what is it. Well, whatever it may be, whether it may be gluttony, whether it may be lying, whether it may be, just being a strong individual. Some people, they're afraid of the strength. They are afraid of the strength that they possess. They're afraid of that. So, therefore, they like to downplay themselves. That's not good. They don't want to show their greatness. So God sent people to pull it out of you. Seriously, you ever date somebody that just pulled a greatness about out of you? You're like, you know what? This person absolutely just made me be what I was trying my best not to be, which who you really are. Man, I'm just keeping it real tonight, man. We gotta come out of the closet and face our fears. You know what I'm saying? We talking about, you know, you want a healthy relationship, talking about I want to be, you know what I mean, I want to be sitting on top of the world. I want to be prosperous. I want to be wealthy. I want to be this. I want to be that. But until you face yourself, how can you be? Come on now. Healing. We talk about healing and talking about, you know, being able to break through, you know what I'm saying, unmask the pain. But until you recognize, until you finally say, all right, I understand this is my problem. Come on, you got to come head first and say, okay, this is my problem. So therefore, since I have acknowledged the problem, now the healing can begin. But you got to come out that closet. You know what I'm saying? Who are you hiding from? Are you hiding from the inner me? Okay, the inner me. See, we're not talking about that inner, E-N-E-M-Y. We're talking about the I-N-N-E-R. Are you hiding from that person? See, let's talk about John Gruden. See, John Gruden, he came out of the closet. Let me read this. John Gruden. This is what everybody up in arms about from John Gruden. I care two less. I can care less about that. But let's just read. We're going to read a little bit about John Gruden real quick. Ain't nobody really here. Oh, I see some people watching. I see some people backstage. Okay. All right. Let me see. John Gruden resigned as the coach of the NFL's Las Vegas Raiders this week after the New York Times reported that he had made racist, homophobic, and misogynistic remarks and numerous emails over the past 12 years. The emails were disclosed as part of an investigation into workplace misconduct on the Washington football team. See, they already messed up. They said it was over the past 12 years. It took you 12 years to investigate somebody. Come on, man. Come on. Ain't nobody playing. Ain't nobody dumb around here. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, he came out of the closet. He showed exactly who he is. And that's what we need more of. We need more people to come out and say who you are. If you are racist, say that's what you are and stand on it. You know what I'm saying? How would you feel if you date somebody that's not of your race? Y'all get into a heated argument and they call you a nigga. Would that relationship be the same as it was before? And I'm saying this because I seen somebody write on Facebook concerning John Gruden. They said, well, that was 12 years ago. People change. Stop with the cap. 12 years ago, people change. You get into an argument with your lover that's not African-American. They call you a nigga. Are you gonna say people change? Or is that relationship or that marriage gonna be different? Boy, that's what we're talking about. Come up out of the closet. Stop lying to yourself. We got preachers up here preaching about prosperity. Preaching about sin. But at the end of the day, they are 400 and 500 pounds overweight. Come on, man. We got to call a spade a spade. I mean, I grew up in a church. Too many churches I'd have been to where pastor had to, after the pastor was preaching real hard, he had to take a seat. Some of these pastors had to take a seat preaching so hard, but they well overweight. So here's the question. Why can't pastors, can you please preach about stuff that really is beneficial to the church? The church needs to know about the health. You know what I'm saying? The church needs to know that, hey, that sugar is a silent killer, and you really need to check your glycemic index to see where you stand. Check your A1C. Check your high blood pressure. Check your cholesterol. This is what the church needs. Yes, prosperity preaching. That's great. I love it. Sin. Teaching about sin. I love it. That's going to help you be a better human. But we having far too many fish fry Fridays. We having too many pitch-ins. We having too many, you know what I'm saying, cookouts. Come on now. Let's have more praying and fasting and drinking of the water. I'm going to take a little break right there real quick. Afterwards, I'm going to let some of these people on the panel, I'm going to let them speak real quick. We'll be right back.
I'm all in. I'm lonely. You're lonely too, cause I was not a singer. Man, oh man, Free Nationals, Beauty and Essex, man, what a great song. All right, welcome back to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio, and we are happy to be back here tonight with this great topic. We want to hear from our panel, Come Out of the Closet. Tell me what that means to you. What's up, Ms. Wood? Good. You're not paying attention. You're not paying attention, Kiki?
No, I'm actually paying attention.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay.
But yeah, I think I was on
Hey, you will. you gonna send somebody off tonight, don't do that. You gonna send somebody off. He'll be in tonight. I don't know why Mr. D be calling this number. I don't know why he called this number. Calling the wrong number, D. Let me put that on there for him. You bring the heat? Well, bring some heat then. I'm waiting on you.
Well, what you got?
Talk, go ahead.
Back in there, because it's like, you know, so I'm talking about the closet, like, wait a minute, I left my phone, you know, like, It's like, wait a minute, I left my phone. You have to make sure that, like, the stuff that you leave behind isn't stuff that you feel is going on forward as well, because, you know, you might end up stepping into something new that's put. It's like, wait a minute, I used to be able to do this. I used to be able to handle this. Like, what's going on? So, you know, make sure that you come out, not only are you whole and complete, but you have what you need to move into the spaces that you're planning on going into. And as I said on the Rock Table show last night, like, you got to, you know, make a vision of who you want to be, what type of person you want to be, where you want to go, and all of that stuff, because that's going to determine the habits that you have, the habits that you create, the ones that you let go, the type of people that you find yourself around, the type of people that you pour into and that you allow pour into you, so you have to be careful that you don't have people pouring their water in your cup. So that's going to be a sour drink after too many pours. So you have to be mindful of all of that stuff. It's easier to do that when you know who you're becoming. And if you don't have an idea of who you're becoming, if you don't know what votes to make for a person. Every time you make a habit, every time you make a choice, you're making a vote for a certain type of person. Because after so many times, it's going to become a habit. And your subconscious is going to take over those habits, and you're going to end up doing it without thinking. So it's going to go from a conscious decision to a subconscious decision. And all of that starts with your personal choice, because you have to be mindful and have a plan and a goal of 1 week, 1 day, 1 month, 1 year, 5 year, 10 year goal, because life is definitely a marathon and not a sprint. And it's like, you know, you've kind of been scared into, you know, a whole bunch of scare tactics, anxiety, all types of stuff, and you're thinking that life begins tomorrow. But for the most part, it doesn't. We end up gray and old with a whole lot of regrets and a whole lot of untapped potential, because we thought we were going to, you know, every day we woke up, we thought that was going to be the last day, and it's like, it wasn't. They weren't putting those votes in for the person that you actually wanted to become that would be, you know, old and gray with no regrets. So I would say that's a very important part of that coming out of the closet.
So, yeah, so what you're saying is basically influence has a big part of it, watching what we are being influenced by.
Absolutely.
Mm. So we talked about this a lot, Kiki, about those ratchet TV shows, Atlanta Housewives, Love and Hip Hop. Seriously, I mean, I've dated women in the past. This is what they were consumed by, and you know,
oh, wow.
I had to go. You know what I'm saying? Every Monday, Love and what was the show with Flavor Flav and that girl in New York?
Flavor of Love.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
I remember back, that was like 08, 09 when they came on, and I remember dating a young lady, and this is like what she loved. And like, I sat there and watched one episode, and I'm sitting there like, what are we learning here today? What are we getting from this today? Because right now, you have a lot of women fighting over this man, spitting on each other. Somebody spit on somebody, then somebody smacks somebody. This is all we getting. And I mean, I understand that, you know, wisdom and maturity, all that come with age. Because, you know, I was in my 20s then, she was in her 20s. So I understand that come with age. But then we're in our 30s now, getting ready to be 40. Then you moving up to your 40s, getting ready to be 50. And then what? You look back in your life and you say, well, I'm still doing the same thing I was doing in my 20s. What's the common denominator? Me? Me? Come on, Kiki, what you got?
Yes, I've seen that as well. And really, I don't think we face the truth to say that there are influences around us. If you can be aimed, if you're not careful, you will find the because that becomes, it does, it becomes an influence. It becomes the way you talk, you watch out when people talk. It becomes a talk.
Yeah.
I've seen people in New York having some of the accent, but you know that I don't have my physical face. I'm from New York. Every now and then I
accent.
You always do.
It was his people. And, like, so you can't say that there's not.
it's kind of sad that, you know, that that's the narrative going. It's like just because that some, you know, a lot of people who speak out about it, that's their personal experience, that doesn't make it, you know, factual. That doesn't make it the statistics. So it's just, you know.
I'm about to show you something I read today. This messed me up. Let me put it up here. It says, the trend has not, man, shout out to Kevin Samuels because I got this from him. I don't want to think I'm stealing. The trend has not had an equal impact across all sectors of society. The Pew study, which uses information from the 2019 American Community Survey, notes that men are now more likely to be single than women, which was not the case 30 years ago. Black people are much more likely to be single, 59%, than any other race, and black women, 62%, are the most likely to be single of any sector. Asian people, 29%, are the least likely to be single, followed by whites at 33% and Hispanics at 38%. That's a damn shame.
But you do know these statistics are about marriage. People are thinking that they're
married. Talk about that marriage.
About the post that you and your girl Cece tried to gang up on me. What's wrong with what she said? She's talking about from I've been engaged. Really, Dwayne, she wrote I've been engaged several times, and some else talking about been there, done that, and then that's when she really started cussing us out. Right, she started really cussing us out.
That's not the thing. You don't get
no
benefits from
getting
engaged
anymore. Why are you getting married?
She's like, are we going to go? Like, oh, okay, well, no.
She said she ain't want to deal no more niggas.
Anything before that, it's friends. Once you get engaged, now you're saying we are exclusively seeing each other. We are absolutely looking at each other in the viewpoint of marriage, of building something, of going forward. That's what an engagement is. It's not like, oh, okay, well, he's my husband now. Because I've seen a lot of people do that, like they get engaged and now they call each other husband and wife. Like, that's still not it. Like, y'all still not there yet. Like, once you sign the papers, because you actually have to get the marriage license before you go to the altar. But technically, they're already married when they're standing on the altar. Y'all just there for the ceremony.
Yeah.
They have already gotten married. And you call and sign those papers and all that stuff, and then they can, you know, go and get whatever stuff finalized. But once those papers are done, then you're married. That's why they have, like, a waiting period or something, like, for you to get an annulment. So you can annul within, like, I think, like, 7 days or a couple of days or something like that. You can just, like, nothing ever happens. But, yeah.
Man, John, shout out to John. Sexuality, education, economics, incarceration. Facts, all these matter when talking single statistics. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, yeah, that's what I was kind of hurt when I was saying that, but maybe they didn't factor all that in or whatever. Because, boy, let me see what else.
They probably did at some point, but like I said, like all these statistics, the thing about statistics, like I don't really care for them because they leave out the stuff that actually matters because numbers can get real messy real quick. And so statistics can only track a certain number of variables before it becomes, like you can't correlate stuff. Like this, like causation does not get correlation. So basically, just because the rain is outside doesn't mean that's why the grass is wet. That type of thing. Like, so, I don't know. I kind of take it with a grain of salt. It's an easy way to kind of get a bird's eye view of some possible areas to kind of focus in on. But you're not going to know what the problems are if you get in there and fix the problems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've been kind of, you know, collectively enough.
You're married when you have sex, but nobody's ready for that conversation. Ooh. Dwayne, you better stop. Kiki, jump in there.
Well, okay, this is a conversation that I just think we make a lot of things.
Mm.
And I believe God honors marriage. So I will say this. I have heard people say, just like the Queen said, I've heard people say, well, it's just a piece of paper. It's just a contract that binds you all together. It's a piece of paper that follows you every way. I mean, this is something you can't undo. Now, if I'm intimate with you and I have no ties, no bond to you,
teach on
it. I might be doing my duty. This is what I'm saying, because at one point, we have to start doing things that make sense. Especially when you have children and you're building a family and all of that, it would just make sense. If we build in a family, we might as well not be in all the time. Because we done already tied.
Oh.
We have to.
Mm-hmm.
Once you lay down a person, become intimate, you become one in person. But you might as well finish up and not even do that time. But, I mean, you can't keep with people. And they are lucky to say, for me personally, I don't want to waste my time. I want to be trying to do later. I want to be to the insurance, all of this kind of stuff, all this kind of stuff that you together to build. That's what we mess up. We don't ever want to build. We don't want to take the steps to build. We just want to get there. But we don't do what it takes to get there. There is a process. The path that you must take to get you to where you want to be. And if you want to be great, then you might as well do it the right way. And what other way to do it with two people?
That,
you know, with two people, man. It's more
I got a question to ask y'all.
Don't deal with the wrong one, though. Deal with the right person.
I got a question. Y'all didn't answer this. Well, I mean, not that I know of. Y'all didn't answer this on my post, so I got to ask you that. Does sex equal commitment? Because I know this is what we're supposed to be talking about tonight anyway, so we're going to just jump in. Does sex equal commitment?
For me, I'm going to say no. Sex don't equal commitment. How many people have it and not committed? Now, it should, I'm going to tell you like this. It should be something in there because if I lay down with this person, I'm really feeling this person, then my mindset should tell me I can't lay down with somebody that's really different from this person. Like, I don't just want to do this. But sex, no, in this day and time, no, this is not equal commitment. People have, a person has sex and should go along with somebody else.
Facts.
That's disloyalty. But y'all probably ain't even made no communication to where y'all probably just want some people out there just want to have sex.
Most definitely. Yeah, you didn't answer that question, Doc. That's why I wanted you to say something tonight.
Well, commitment don't even mean commitment. Like, it's plenty of people that's married and they're not even committed to the person that they signed a contract with, that all of that stuff, like,
whoa, Ray.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, D in the phone queue. I'm gonna let D go ahead and speak before, because hey y'all, we got a video to watch. You know, man. Shout out, man. Hold on, we're gonna do this real quick. We're gonna do a shout out. Shout out to my viewers, people that be rocking with us as viewers. Hold on, where's my? There we go. We gotta get this thing. Yeah, we go. Shout out to we got Dwayne in the chat room. We got John in the chat. Who else we got in the chat over here? I'm just seeing somebody. Yes, Native Princess Danye. Shout out to you. And shout out to Mr. D. Go ahead, D. Can you hear me?
Yo, D, can you hear me?
All right, boss. Want to say happy days to everybody. Kiki, you still looking fine. You know that. Hey, Doc, you still the apple of my eye. Hey, I want to say this real quick, man. Make sure that everybody that's checking out the show know the words that come from Mr. D are all Mr. D's, and nobody's to blame but Mr. D and his Pepsi. Okay, we'll get out there with that now.
Hey, Dwayne said he's going to drink him a Pepsi, too.
Oh, no, he ain't old enough yet. You got to be 300 to get the Pepsi. Hey, but check this out, man. I'm listening to what the ladies are saying, and some of that I'm digesting and some of that I'm regurgitating, you know. But listen, the marriage paper was only presented by man to make money. Mm. Actually, when you look at it, the what Doc was saying was somewhat right. When you pass on or something, that first thing they holler, did you have a marriage certificate? No, you ain't married to that guy, so you don't get the car. I get the car, you get the tennis shoes. And they run down there and holler for Social Security. Let me get the widow's benefits. But see, in actuality, you don't have to have that paper to be married. If you're committed to the individual that you're locked into, no matter how fancy it might get before your eyes, you ain't going nowhere because you're committed to that person. You already are married to that person. That's why in some circles, I'm going to leave this alone real quick. That's why in some circles they say, go and take you a wife. It didn't say go get you a marriage license. Because as a matter of fact, the man upstairs said, hey, for the hardness of your heart, Moses said, give them a bill of divorce. But I don't even think, I ain't even want to be bothered with no divorce. You got it, it's yours, deal with it. You know, a lot of folks hate the fact, and Kiki was right, a lot of folks hate the fact that they can't deal with themselves. That's why they stay hidden in the closet. You know, they got those closet saints, they got those closet entertainers, you know.
Come on.
they got all them fellas. Because, see, look, I'm 300 years old. Now, I've been in the entertainment field. I'm somewhat, in some circles, I'm known as a semi-professional musician. And, you know, I've done a lot of things in my life. And I've learned a lot of things. Okay, D. Okay, Keen, I got you. But, you know, most of the time, when you find a man, a real man that's committed to the woman that he's with, no matter what it is, come sun or shine, a snow whooping that behind, he's right there with her. And no matter how good another lady looks, he's going to put on the blinders because he's committed to himself. And what I believe King said this one time before, many moons ago, that once a man and a woman exchange bodily fluids, they're married with or without the paper because that's part of you. Hey, let me go to this Pepsi down real quick, man. I'm listening.
Most definitely. Hey,
D, you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
See, you missed one. There's some other people that need to come out of the closet, like politicians. All right, now I'm done. Go on and guzzle that Pepsi down. They need to come out the closet, too. And both closets.
Comment on November. comments in November.
All right, any rebuttals? Any rebuttals? Okay. You said you believe in that paper. I mean, you know. Also, wait, so my co-host Kiki want to see herself walking down the aisle? We never had this conversation before. That's what I'm saying. We never had this conversation.
Yeah, of course.
I'd love to be married. That's what's up right there. Look, I got you. Facts. Watching this show, if you like what you're seeing, hold on, let me do this real quick. If you're liking the view on the screen, just go ahead and hit me up and I'll relay the message back to her. Thank you. All right. Anybody got jokes? Do you remember how you came onto this platform? Well, okay. How did you come on? How did you come onto the platform? Tell the audience how you came on in 2019. How did you come on? Tell me.
I was supposed to have a day or two. You was trying to, but I just said right now
that
I'm not ready for
none of that. You've been saying that since the beginning of the year. When are we gonna get ready, Kiki?
I'm good right now.
You know what? I'm going to say this. See, here we go. Stop that. Stop that. You're going to start something. Stop that. Three women come on the show. It was called Tyron Help Me Get a Man. Something like that. It was a series. It's not on YouTube, but it's on my Facebook page. Go down my videos and you will see it. It was Kiki on there. I ain't gonna name the other two ladies that came on. You'll see them though. But some of the women saying it's men still in their inbox. So Kiki, are there still men in your inbox from that show you did? Oh, okay. No men. Yeah, because I'm just saying, like, the women be telling, like, you still this one dude in my inbox from 2 years ago. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, the men be watching. You know what I'm saying? If Doc say Tyron hooked me up, shoot, hey, they'll be in her inbox, too. Doc ain't going. And we got a video we need to watch, critique. It's kind of Kiki, whatever cuz saw in my truck. And thought I was I remember that. Hold on, wait, I got to go back up with something that Dwayne said. He said, Marriage is a three-person covenant. You are vowing to each other and God, and your witness are your seal. Your ultimate seal is the Most High. Yeah, the scriptures talk about it. It says that a threefold cord cannot easily be broken. So the threefold cord, you got the husband, the wife, and who the third person? God. And when you got them connected, it's going to be hard to break that up.
When both people are standing there in agreement with God. And that's
facts,
when
facts.
It is when, like, disconnect comes in, you got one person that's, you know, trying to get that, you know, that relationship stronger and stronger with God, and you got somebody else that don't care. Like, they don't pray, they're not, you know, reading nothing, they're not trying to do better, be better, none of that. Like, and so it's going to fall through because two to one, that's the only one that's making the real value. The other person is just going through the motions to make that, or to get them along. And that's why I said, do not be unequally yoked.
Exactly.
It will not work.
But, Doc, I got a question, you know. You kind of confused me just a little bit. You know, I know we don't pick on you, but I got to get you real quick. All right. First, when we talked about marriage, you said that marriage is the way, and then you said that some married people don't even commit. So is marriage the way or married people don't commit?
Well, I didn't say marriage was the way.
You know what
I'm saying? I didn't say that.
Oh, what would you? Okay, okay. Okay, okay, okay.
What I was saying was that when they're using those statistics, saying single and all, they're talking about marriage.
Okay, okay.
In the eyes of pretty much everybody else, like outside of you and whoever you're dating or whoever in y'all circle that know that y'all are together, like nobody else is worried about that. Like, why you think I'm like, well, they ain't married to her. Well, they, like, because, like, that looks a whole lot different than random people's eyes as well when you are married, when you actually have that piece of paper. And yes, as he said, it is an institution about money, but you have to understand we live in that institution, so you can't just be like, oh, I'm going to operate on my own rules and own terms, and then when you think it's supposed to benefit you, now you want to be a part of it. It's like, no, you can't do that. So, like, either you're a part of it or you're not. And that's the thing that people want to, you know, want to get their toe and be half in, half out. You can't do that. So either you're going to be married and you go and get your piece of paper, but you can reap all of the benefits, the spiritual and the material here in this nation that we live in, or you just go ahead and keep going with your joy. Just be single. Just be a friend and keep it moving. Like, that's all I'm saying is that.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Well, you know, I don't really believe in marriage because this, that, and the third, but then when, you know, this person dies or they got something, you know, that passed on, or they, like I said, or if they're in the hospital, you want to go and see them, and yeah, y'all been together for 17 years, but y'all not married. So then what? Now you want to try and use your 17 years of commitment to try and sway them. Like, no, and some hospitals are real strict about that because that's a liability for them. That's what I'm saying. Like, you are operating in a legal system. The Constitution of America put everybody under a legal binding contract. You want to live on this soil and get benefits of whatever laws it has, whether they're enforced properly or not, you have to understand what that Constitution says and all of the stuff that is born from it. Otherwise, you're going to be up the creek without a paddle. So, like, well, God said, that's fine and all, but they not operating like that on this plane. So I'm just saying, be smart.
I guess. Got you. Would you ever like to be married one day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Oh man, we moving right along. Time is moving. Let's let me watch this video. I think Dwayne sent me this video. I kind of cut it up, and we're gonna show this part. It's concerning commitment. And we kind of spoke on it, but I wanted to just get the reaction of the people. Let me find this video.
So we do this thing, this day and age, where Relationship, which you don't want me to.
Joining us to the BZ Internet Talk Radio Show. I'm your gracious host, Tyron Joe. And we've been having a nice little evening, having a chat with the ladies here tonight about coming out of the closet. And there's many people that need to come out of the closet. I've named a few names, and go back and see some of those names. And matter of fact, John Gruden, we're going to say his name again. You know, we glad that he came out of the closet so we know who he is. People is up in arms about John Gruden, but come on, man. I mean, are there any black NFL owners? Write in the chat room if there's any black NFL owners. We know Jordan is in the NBA. Well, I know somebody else owned the team in the NBA. Magic Johnson, didn't he own the Lakers? Maybe he managed the Lakers. Never mind. Let your real self come out and stand on it. Let your real self come out. But let me bring, because we want to hear what y'all got to say. I ain't even saying that right now about the video. Okay, that's what I was wondering. Was it any black NFL owners? No, they ain't none. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a good old boy, you know what I mean? It's a good old boy club. Somebody asked the question, show I was watching, they asked me, how can they be so comfortable to say what they said over email? Why can they call on the phone? Come on, man. They the ones that rule the world. Come on now, they're the ones that run the world. They say whatever they want to say. You know what I'm saying? What's the owner of the Clippers owner? And he said it out publicly. And he was with the black chick, Ambrosia. I think it was Ambrosia he was with. Anyway, Ambrosia, she was with 44. So, you know. Let me hear about this video. I'll be on that for days. I'll be on their head for days. Let me hear about this video. What y'all got?
Well, I'm glad that they did have both perspectives there, because it was like a lot of stuff that the pill wasn't clarified. And like when they said, like you said, quality time was like, did you? Because quality time to women is not the same thing as quality time to men.
Thanks.
Going on in my mind as to what it is, but he's already said like what it is in our site, especially that straightforward or whatever you want to see, action things. And that's the thing that doesn't happen. Like, when you see everything is still the same from when you first said it to now, I guarantee you that thing's still the same.
Facts.
Not sure, ask. And that's the thing. We don't ask because we're scared to answer because we know it's not going to be what we want. So, that being said, like, that's what you're going to take responsibility for. I don't know.
dude, Dwayne, crazy.
She's falling.
Yeah.
This is not where you're trying to go. You need to peel off, pull back, all of that. And if you do, you all need to be talking from each other.
John.
Those biological ties that I'm supposed to all things that tied to this man with your body and your hormones and stuff more. And your body, like your biological body is like sensitive. We could have went to him like, oh, there he is. Like, because you have created this biological bond.
That's the word, oxytocin. That is the word, because I've heard that. I've seen women be talking about, well, you didn't uprooted my oxytocin, and now we go together, looking like this.
But it was something that he said that had, I love the thought,
that
it makes me think about it.
That slow grind. Oh, okay. Kiki Cabin, though. Oh, okay. Back. Baggage like a mug. Facts. Come on. I know you didn't just do that. I know you didn't just say we got to take accountability. Look at Kiki, y'all. Look at her. We got it. Look at Kiki, accountability. Look at her, man. Man, let me give a shout out real quick to Kiki. Thank you. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in K Dizzle. What's going on, man? I'll see you, girl.
Because what you want to go to the spirit,
Come on, come on. Mm-hmm. Right. Come on. The invisible. The invisible penis. The invisible penis. She was the one for me that was really bringing some balance to it because the other ladies to me was kind of getting a little emotional, but she was like, well, if he told you this, you can't be upset. You can't be upset because you set yourself up. And I'm like, that's facts. That's facts. You can't do that. But it just, you know, I heard somebody say the other day, and it kind of like, you know, called me off guard. I was like, well, you know, I've had women that say, you should have just left me alone. But I'm like, wait, hold on. It takes two to tangle. So how about maybe I send a mess with you? Instead of you should have left me alone, I'll send a mess with you. You know what I'm saying? It's a push and pull. You know what I'm saying? If you sell a beat, I'll buy a beat. You know what I mean? So... it's going to take y'all a second to catch this. I'm just saying, though, you know, it takes two to tango, you know, so that's my thing, but, you know, in a way, it made me think about another one of Dwayne's concepts that he teach on. He talked about how the women are, women, in a way, can be children with breasts. And hearing a woman say, you should have left me alone, makes me seem like I'm talking to a kid. I'm dealing with a kid because I'm like, man, I should have left you alone. Well, I told you what it is. I said that, no, it's not going down like that. I'm not interested, you know, in you like that. But, you know, and see, the thing is, it's different cases I've heard of where women come back 2 or 3 months later to a man after they then, you know, so-called stop talking to each other and trying to start the conversation back up to see if they're trying to, you know, be their man again and then entice them with the vagina. Dude, come on, seriously. What up?
Get in the Uber anyway. Girl, don't you
Yeah, that's, yeah, I think they in New York, and you know they already drive. But, yeah, they already drive. Whoa, wait.
Hey, no, you
say CJ messed me up. Now, cap session has begun. That cap session has begun, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm here, man. Can you hear me?
She got the body of a goddess. Ah, John, clowning, boy.
John must be at home by himself.
D, you said, all right, that go, D. Go ahead, D.
I said, John must be at home by himself, man.
D, it worked.
Hey, man, but look, check this out. Now, don't y'all girls flatter yourselves when I said 30 seconds to marathon.
Hey, that's facts, though, John. That's facts.
Hey, John just hit it right on the head. John hit it right on the head. I ain't got nothing else to say, man. John put it right there.
Ladies, y'all got a dilemma now. Y'all got a choice to make. You want the slow stroke? Do you want the slow stroke? Do you want the slow stroke? Man, they got
dilemma
on their hands right now.
Hey, but check
this out. Everything that's
been offered
is already taken care of. You got to offer something else. What else you got to offer?
Hey, right now?
I'm just saying.
Hey, man, I see now, you know, you know me, I'm old and I got it my way. 300 years old, it's been my way for years.
Right.
But why are they capping?
I don't understand that point.
I don't understand that. Because they know.
They're talking about coming out the closet. They ain't came out yet.
But see, here's the deal, man. The program is coming out the closet. What they did, they done peeped out the closet and closed the door back
in. And went back in. They done went back in the closet. You know what I mean? Come out. Y'all playing peekaboo. Okay. Peekaboo.
But see, I'm going to say this and bail and get this Pepsi, man. But, Now, most of them, you know, if they tell the truth, the only reason why they talking and capping like that is because they just ain't ran into the right Mandingo. That's just all it is. You know the best way to whoop a woman? Best way to whoop a woman is not with your hands or a stick. Whip her with that loving stick. That's the best way to whoop them. Once you get them tamed like that, party. Hey, man, I'm going to listen to this question.
Hey, y'all started. Y'all started with that 15 seconds. I mean, 15 minutes. Y'all started. Now you know I'm about to clown. 15 minutes, please, man. So, I ain't gonna put you on the spot, though. John, talking about can we go back to the slow stroke? They not ready for the slow stroke. That's what I'm saying. That slow stroke will have you in the counsel office getting therapy. So they not ready. They ain't ready. Okay, so are you ready? Are you ready for the slow stroke? Are you ready for the slow stroke? You said you weren't married, ready for. Okay, I see. You know, you got the look on your face like you got it out. No stroke for me. Got that look. I like it. Relieve the energy. Relieve the energy. Oh, he said, hey, that's a whooping too. That's a whooping too, John. Talking about Amazon, talking about a Coach purse, talking about chocolate chip cookies, brownies. You say some stuff like that to a woman, you done hurt her feelings. You know, and I'm not getting you them brownies you like from, what's that place, Chipotle. Man, they gonna fall out. One of them play Q-Dopas, one of them got brownies. But I know, but this thing is, I know that women like those brownies. They lay with hell. I know women, they like all kind of brownies. They like the little Cosby brownies that little Debbie be serving. And I'm like, man, I used to eat them when I was a kid. I don't even eat them no more. You know what I'm saying? What you say? I like the Nutty Bar, though. That was y'all sleep on that Nutty Bar, you know what I mean? What about that oatmeal cream pie, though? See? The oatmeal cream pie was a hit. That was a hit right there. What is D talking about? He said CVS. Hold on. He said CVS sell on batteries. I'm just saying.
All forms of that actually include masturbation, so it's celibate. No
I think, you know what, I think if a person is celibate, I think they should even be trying to date. Because what if the person they date, what if the person they dating is not celibate? So that's just messed up. So it's okay to date. It's okay to date and be celibate. It's okay to date and be celibate.
Yeah. Castle disabled at this time.
Caps are disabled at this time. Caps are disabled. Look at him. Kiki, bearing witness to the truth. She bearing witness to the truth. Bearing witness to the truth, Kiki. Alright, Doc gonna get one too. Hey, if y'all like Doc, hey guys, if y'all like Doc, if y'all want you a piece of Doc and y'all like, hit my inbox and I got you. I mean, look at the, look, I like the head wrap that Doc got on. She don't have on a bunny. She have on a nice Nigerian head wrap.
See, she said
she like it soft. It's hugging her head. See, guys, man, hit me up. Hit my inbox if you wanna talk to Doc, and I'll relay the message. Go ahead, Dwayne. Hey, he can sing. Hey, for real. I done heard the dude sing some stuff. Dude can sing. Hey, yeah, he write his own song too. If I give him this good cooch and alcohol, I want that good cooch and alcohol.
Don't have a long play, don't have a So the thing is, we have to just speak. We're not opening our eyes wide enough.
John, what the hell is wrong with you, John?
I'm not picking up overthinking the situation. I'm picking up this looking at what's in front of us, paying attention to those things. Like, because a lot of times, it's right up front. And I'm going to take it on for 6 weeks. You can even pick up on people's bags. You know what? You got to watch that movement. My feet don't mean nothing. Anybody can talk games. If I teach my kids, they can talk games. Watch their movement, how they move around, how they open the door for them. Put some men out there going to open the door for women. I don't know nothing about that because I see my father do it with my son. So if you're going to do it for me, I'm already looking at it. And the only reason why I say that is because a lot of times for us women, we call ourselves queens. But a lot of times we don't act like
it. Oh, come on. Man, come on, that teach. Man, come on, that teach. Teach.
You need to address me like I'm a queen. Well, listen, sweetheart. Nobody can address you like that if you have the mentality of it all or nothing.
You teaching that, coming out the closet.
Address me as a queen because my signs weren't showing it. It don't have to be written on you. You just got to walk the walk. And you got to talk the talk. And then men will go out there and deal with you. Tell me about this. I can't do this for her. This is back out. But she don't get all up. She's not going to be disrespected. She's going to be respected. She's going to put on a pedestal. And I'm telling you, when a man puts a woman on a pedestal, guess what? She's going to put you on one. Watch out. Don't play against the streets, man. We make things hard. We got to wise enough.
Man, that's what's up. We're going to, I didn't realize what time it was, but yeah, we're going to go ahead and break this thing down. Man, shout out. Oh, let me get some shout outs real quick. We got to give some shout outs. Where is my, oh, there we go. Man, shout out once again to Mr. D. Shout out to John in the chat. Shout out to Princess Danye. Shout out to K Dizzle. Shout out to Kiki. And I guess they're sitting in with us tonight, Doc. Let's let Doc start us off. Final thoughts.
It was such a good show tonight, all wonderful points.
Appreciate it.
And, very, very insightful. And I would definitely say the work always starts in peace. And the best way to do it is to look at your outer world. If there's something in your outer world that you don't like, I guarantee you can support for it within you. Once you change that within you, it's going to change outside too.
All right, man. Thank you, Doc. Shout out to you. Come back. Don't be a stranger. All right, let's hear from K Dizzle. Appreciate it, bro. Always have a woman or a queen, you can marry somebody that's not a boy. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Dwayne. All right, we're going to hear from Kiki.
Hey, everybody. Finally,
hit
this show. I just wanted to say that I was listening to the show. Just pay attention. Go and get a good understanding of you. There is work to be done. Be who you are, but try being a better you every day. And I promise you, when you start being accountable and self-reflecting, man, you on your way, man. And self-reflection and accountability will allow you to feel that you're not going to other relationships and carrying all that baggage, man.
Appreciate it. Oh, man, that's great. All right, well, man, hey, shout-out like I did. Shout-out to all of the panel. Man, shout-out to you, the viewers and listeners of this program tonight. Man, come back with us. Next Thursday. Don't know what the subject going to be. Hopefully we might have a special guest in the building trying to get some guests lined up to join us. We'll see what's going on. But other than that, man, John talking about some hoes or something to argue with. I mean, hey, anybody is welcome to come on this show. So if you find some that want to come on here and talk, bring on. This is an open platform. But other than that, though, yeah, remember the topic tonight. Come out of the closet. You know what I'm saying? Remember Jonah. Jonah, he was hiding. You know what I mean? Jonah was trying to hide from God, and that's the funny part. Like, come on, man, it's God. You know what I mean? Same as Adam. Adam was up there. You know what I'm saying? Adam, he realized him and Eve realized they was naked after they ate the fruit. You feel me? They realized they was naked, and that's why God was like, who told you? They tried to hide and run away from God, but you can't. You can run, but you're sturdy. You can't hide. That's why God He made that well. He set that well's appetite. He said, you got to go in the closet. God had to put Jonah in the closet to make him realize that he had an assignment on his life that was greater than him. Man, oh, man, what a great message tonight. Man, without further ado, man, we're gonna get on up out of here. Man, appreciate it. Oh, yeah, I got to put that up there. Appreciate it. Shout out to GIB. Shoot, shout out to Glenn Park. Shout out to Dwayne from Miller. Shout out to Miller. See, but really, I lived all over. Dwayne lived all over. Shout out to the whole Gary. Shout out to Indianapolis. Shout out to Ohio, I think. Is it Ohio? Where you from? Cleveland? Shout out to Cleveland, Ohio. But you from Chi-Town, though. I know you from Chicago. Shout out to Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Harold's Chicken. You know, extra mild sauce on the fries. Oh, man, this was a great time tonight, man. But without further ado, as always, we will see you in 7 nights. Peace.